a third-year-old boy would know that a president wouldn't be meeting with the Joint Chiefs and all the leaders unless it was of some significance. And I don't think there's any question about whether you got a soap opera or this. I don't care personally. What we're doing is we're authorizing two additional battalions. We're sending 45 men extra tonight. We're setting up a distribution of new food and medicine and assistance to OAS. We have got 3,000 evacuated, and we're trying to pull 5,000 of them more out rather than have a bloody revolution. They're shooting in the streets, and that's about the need of it, and I'm calling on them to lay down their pistols.
Well, we're all set to take you. I got this call from New York saying there was a lot of confusion.
George Reedy says they want to get excerpts from it and tape it, and I said, well, I know Jesse Kellum usually does that, and but this is a different operation.
No, absolutely. The president's not at the move at 9:30. If you want to move at 9:30.
Well, I'm just trying to get out of the typewriter if I can. If not, I'll put it over there and they can tape it. Well, I got a bad cold, but
boy, you sure sound like it.
I've been working all night. I'll see you.
Okay, thank you.